Well, a little while ago, I spoke to John Popham. John is a social media expert from Huddersfield, and I asked him your question. Are you safe online?
I think what I always say to people is that you need to be cautious online, because, by and large, I think people are safe. The problems that there are, that when people do get scammed, get blown up out of all proportion, in my opinion. For every person who gets scammed, there are hundreds of thousands of people who operate online perfectly safely. But I think we need to educate people on what they should and shouldn't do online, the things to look out for. Because, I mean, if you go in there naively thinking that everything you see online is genuine and everybody's out to help you and not help themselves, then you'll probably end up getting scammed. But providing you take a little bit of precaution, then I don't think there's any need for anybody to get scammed, really. So I really hope that people don't use these kind of news stories to put them off being online, because actually it's such a boon. The internet brings so many benefits to our lives.
And is that partly the reason that the cybercrime figures are going up? It's a sort of inevitability, because more and more of us are using online services of whatever kind, and also awareness is increasing. Do you think that's a factor here?
I think there are a number of factors, actually. Yes, I mean, it's more people using services, so there are more opportunities to be scammed. I think the scammers are getting more sophisticated. But I also think that there are more things that we do online that give away our personal information, and we need to be aware of that.
Such as?
Well, I don't know, if you use social media, one of the things I always say to people who use social media, well, they think it's a free product. Well, it's not a free product, because actually what they do is they use your data, and they sell your data to advertising companies and marketeers and people like that. And you need to be aware that that's a possibility. And so people should always have a look on, particularly on services like Facebook, have a look at your security settings, because they change all the time. You need to be aware about what information you're giving away, because at the end of the day, these companies are not charities. They exist to make a profit, and they make a profit on your data. So it's a quid pro quo, really. You give them your data, they give you a service, which appears to be free. So, you need to be aware of what you're giving away. And, constantly check that thing, or check it on a regular basis, because, that sort of data can be used against you. So you do need to have a look at it.
Yeah, constantly check it, says John. John Popham, social media expert from Huddersfield, with you on today's Big Yorkshire Phone-In. I'm Andrew Edwards. Love to hear from you. Are you safe online, as we have this news about cybercrime doubling in West Yorkshire in the last year? Have you been a victim? And we'll come on to passwords. Passwords. How poor is your password? 0345 303 3333 is our number. Little story in the Daily Star we noticed today, John, which says most of us use the same password for all our online accounts, and only 2% of us have a different one for every account. I have to say, I'm not surprised by that last figure. It's a real dilemma. How on earth you remember them, whether we use these sort of cyber vaults to remember them, worry about what will happen if you get locked out of all your vital information. A lot of people listening will be nodding their heads wisely while knowing they're doing something stupid.
Yes, probably. I don't think any of us are perfect in that respect. I'm not sure I'm in the 2%. Well, I'm definitely not in the 2% using a different password for everything. That's the problem. It is almost impossible to remember lots and lots of different passwords, and that's something you have to be aware of. And the problem is, if one service that you've used a password gets scammed, then the scammers will have a look at other services and see if they can get into those as well using the same password. So that's what you need to be aware of. And if you ever do find out you've been compromised anyway, then you really must change your passwords in the other services and use that same password.
And if you're not very technologically confident, all of this can sound very scary. And it's not just fraud. It's not just the people in California who are buying lots of trainers in my name and some flights. Thankfully, the bank spotted that one. It's harassment. It's sexual offences as well. It's quite a broad range it covers. I suppose it's a bit like the crime that we were used to for decades and decades in the real world, except happening online.
Well, it is, yes, and that's what we need to remember, is that the internet is not divorced from human interaction. It is just another form of human interaction, and if crimes can work in one sphere, they'll work in another sphere as well. As I said, I go back to what I said at the beginning, that we need to be cautious. I actually think that we need people need to be educated. I'd like to see online security as being taught in schools. Because, I think young people in particular are very fond of giving away all their information, and, we need to be very, very concerned about that. So we need more education, really, to help people. You know, you don't go out on the road without a bit of training. So I think the same should be applied to the internet as well.
He's one of the leading figures in the sort of world of digital storytelling, and the rest is John Popham. He's based here in West Yorkshire, in Huddersfield. Someone who's always worth listening to, and I'm really good to speak to you, John, a little bit earlier today. John Popham, I think he's heading down to that there, London, as we speak now, which is why we had the conversation earlier. He thinks we should have internet security, advice, teaching, call it what you will, at school. And he thinks that by and large, actually, it's not as bad as you may be thinking if you hear those figures. Take some sensible precautions. Don't have the same password for everything. Are you safe online? John Popham's thoughts. I would love yours. I'd love your experiences as well. Have you been a victim of cybercrime? On the day we report that cybercrime has doubled in West Yorkshire in the last year. And while we're on the theme, how poor is your password? Don't, whatever you do, give me a password. There is some film that I've seen where somebody goes out